I'm sort of wrapping up a few tasks here, and then I'm going to head on site and report to the mission control room in a couple of hours.
That must be so, your parents and your sisters, brothers, children, whatever you have, your family, must be so proud. Hello, this is Keith Pannell, bringing you the second episode of a special Science Studio program, Science Studio Artemis II. It is April the 2nd, 2026. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 2 of the Science Studio Artemis II series, where we're following Artemis II as it goes around the Earth at the moment, and then maybe in about 5 hours, we'll head off to the moon. Our man in Houston is professor from the Geological Sciences Department, and his name is Jose Hurtado. And Jose, welcome back, and how was your night? How was your day of work?
Thanks for having me again. Yeah, it was a great day yesterday. We had a beautiful launch of the SLS rocket that are now taking 4 humans to the moon.
Right now they're doing an elliptical circuit of the Earth. What is that all about? Why is it elliptical, and what does that provide them in terms of the next stage?
Yeah, so all orbits of objects are ellipses. This one just happens to be a quite large orbit around the Earth that's taking them as far as 40,000 miles away from the Earth at its furthest point. That orbit is such that it takes the vehicle about 25 hours to complete. So they're not quite done with the one orbit that they're planning to do around the Earth.
So anyway, in 5 hours, they begin the maneuver, or just under 5 hours, to head for the moon. And that's got to be an important moment for everybody, I suspect.
Yes. In the next few hours, the crew's waking up fairly soon, I think right about now, actually. They're going to be preparing for this maneuver, which is called the Translunar Injection. It's a firing of the engines on the spacecraft. That engine burn will take them out of this large orbit around the Earth and send them on their trajectory towards their lunar flyby.
So you say that the crew is just waking up. Now tell me, do they all sleep at the same time, or do they take shifts in sleeping?
No, they all sleep at the same time. So they were in a sleep period until just about right now. Every day they'll follow the same sleep schedule.
Okay, I didn't realize that. That's interesting. So what comes next? After they've done the maneuver to head off to the moon, then they've got a 4-day trip, I think. That's what it is, more or less?
Yeah, more or less. So if they do the TLI burn today, they will reach their closest approach to the moon during the flyby on Monday.
And during that journey, then, do they get bored ever? I mean, you're just looking out the window, you're looking at your instruments, you're making sure everything is spot on.
Oh, they have a lot of activities. So a couple of things that they're going to be doing are preparations for the flyby itself. So the science team has homework for them. They're going to be reviewing the lunar targeting plan, sort of they're going to be preparing the cabin, sort of removing the seats and making sure the cabin, or stowing the seats, I should say, and making the cabin a better working space for doing the flyby activities, preparing the cameras, those sorts of things. And then the other thing to remember is the observation science that is part of the mission isn't the only part of the mission. They have many other test objectives to meet. Those include some biological testing, medical testing, spacesuit testing. They're going to be evaluating sort of the views out of the windows for use with cameras. There's a number of public affairs activities that they're doing, including filming for National Geographic. They're going to be really busy.
And so tell me, the biological testing, do you happen to have much of an insight into what that means?
Well, I know one of the experiments that's on board is actually an interesting one. So each of the crew member has donated some cells of their body, which have been prepared and cultured onto little biochips. And that biological material is basically going to be sort of a witness plate or a sort of a test article for understanding how human biology reacts to the weightless environment, the radiation environment, and all the other environmental factors of going on a long journey to the moon.
And finally, before we let you go to work, Jose, tell us about what you will be doing tomorrow. You said the astronauts have got some homework. Are you grading the homework? Are you involved in this at all?
Well, I'm part of the science team, so yeah, I'm involved at some level. So the science team is a large team. There are probably about 30 of us, 30 or 40 of us in total, split amongst a couple of different support rooms here at Johnson Space Center. And my role throughout the mission will be as the science team communicator. So I am on the radio loops between our back room and the science officer in the main mission control room, essentially making sure that everybody knows what's going on.
Okay, well, you have a great day, and we look forward to a successful launch to the moon within 5 or 6 hours. So thank you very much again, Jose, for being with us, and we appreciate very much what you're doing.
You're welcome. Yeah, always a pleasure to talk with you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Same place, same time.